Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you another classic show from radio's golden age. I hope you enjoyed last week's comedy by Eugene O'Neill. When the Ford Theater first started, they used the star radio actors who really knew how to use the microphones to communicate with the audience, but they had trouble getting good ratings. They changed to using Hollywood stars and moved from NBC to CBS in their second year, and ratings rose. This week we have Anna Christie, a wonderful drama by Eugene O'Neill, starring Hollywood stars Ingrid Bergman in the title role, with Broderick Crawford co-starring. Enjoy the Ford Theater. Anna Christie, first broadcast January 21st, 1949, on CBS.
The story of a lost woman who came searching for a new life in a home she had never seen, with a father she had never known, and who found her heart with a stranger from the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight from Hollywood, we bring you Miss Ingrid Bergman with Mr. Broderick Crawford, Anne Revere, and John Quaylen in Eugene O'Neill's Anna Christie. This is the Ford Theater. The Ford Motor Company, builder of Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury cars, Ford trucks and farm tractors, invite you to the Ford Theater, a full hour of the finest dramatic entertainment with celebrated stars of Hollywood and Broadway. And now, to introduce tonight's program, here is the director of the Ford Theater, Fletcher Markle. Tonight, we turn to people and places along the dark waterfronts of old New York and Boston and Provincetown to bring you one of the most enthralling of Eugene O'Neill's prize-winning plays. As simple and yet as violent and fearful as the sea itself, Anna Christie stands as one of the truly great dramatic experiences in theatrical literature. And tonight on the Ford Theater, we have a very exciting cast to perform it for you. In the title role, we're proud to have with us again the incomparable Ingrid Bergman. Miss Bergman is currently being seen on the screen in RKO's Technicolor Triumph, Joan of Arc. But tonight, she's playing a woman who, unlike Joan, has not yet found a challenge for the heart. And with Miss Bergman as Matt Burke, you'll be hearing the very talented Mr. Broderick Crawford, a film favorite who becomes a new star this month as he appears before the cameras at Columbia Pictures in Robert Rossen's production of All the King's Men. And tonight's cast is additionally blessed with the presence of Mr. John Quaylen as Chris and Miss Anne Revere as Marty. And now to South Street, New York City, where the late autumn fog is blinding and cold off the Atlantic. Miss Bergman and company, please to begin.
Where are we going, Chris?
To Rigo Yanni's and get things.
You already had plenty before we come ashore.
Now, Marty.
I knew you had a bottle hidden away someplace where I couldn't find it.
No, Marty, I don't hide bottle. Me an Irish fella on other barge. He gets bottle and we drink at your store, too.
All I can say is you might have saved one drink for a lady.
Here, now, it's Yanni's place. You get plenty drink.
I'd better go in by the family entrance, respectable like.
Yeah, you go ahead, Marty. I meet you outside. Inside.
Don't go out and no drinks till I get there.
I'll order for both of us.
Hello, Yanni.
Hello, Chris. I didn't know you was in port.
Well, just talk to all we make slow voyage. Dirty weather, just fog all the time. All the time fog.
How's Marty?
Same as ever. She's coming in the back way.
How are you, Marty?
Not a place, Johnny.
Give us a drink, Johnny, and have one yourself. I got money, plenty money.
You got a half snook full already.
Just feel good, Johnny, very good. My Josephine, come board the ship. Long time ever.
Same old Chris. Same old song.
Oh, you don't know good song when you hear him. Give us a drink.
Same as usual.
Same as usual, Johnny. I'll take Marty back to her.
By the way, I got a letter for you, Chris.
Letter for me?
Yeah. Here it is. From St. Paul, Minnesota. Ladies writing.
Then it come from my daughter, Anna. She live in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I've been holding it for you 2 weeks or more.
By golly, I think I'm too drunk to read this letter. I think I'll sit down with Marty for a minute. You bring drinks to back room, Yanni.
Sure. I'll bring them.
Where's my drink, Fritz?
It's all right. Yanni's bringing it.
What's that you got there? Letter? Who's it from?
From Anna.
Your daughter?
Yeah, I don't get letter from Anna. Must be a year.
Well, what does it say? What'd she say?
By Yemeni, she's coming here.
New York? When?
Right away. She gets sick on the oven, St. Paul, she say. That's a short letter. Don't tell much more than that. By golly, that's good news all for one time for old fella. I don't see Anna since she was a little girl in Sweden, 5 years old.
Hiya, Marty, you old sea cow.
No complaints, Johnny, same as ever.
Here's your drink.
Thank you, Johnny.
Just yell when you want more.
You say you ain't seen Anna since she was a little girl.
I was the bosun on Windjammer. My wife, Anna's mother, she get tired, wait all the time in Sweden for me when I don't never come. She bring Anna this country. They go out by Minnesota, live with her cousin on a farm. Then when her mother died, when I was on voyage, I think it better them cousin keep Anna. I think it better Anna live on farm. Then she don't know that old devil sea. And she don't know father like me.
Suppose you won't be needing me anymore and your daughter here.
I didn't say that, Marty.
I'm wise to what's in the back of your head. You want to give me the bum's rush ashore, huh?
Oh,
let me tell you, Chris Thompson, you ain't man enough to get away with that. And don't start nothing you can't finish.
I don't start
don't
nothing, Marty.
Don't try to get Marty Owen at this late date. I've been housekeeping for bargemen the last 20 years. I'm wise to the game up and down and sideways. I ain't been born and dragged up on the waterfront for nothing.
Now, Marty.
Think I'd make trouble, huh? Not me. I'll pack up my duds and beat it. I'm quitting you, get me? I'm telling you I'm sick of you. I'm leaving your flat, see? Any other guys on other barges will give me a job. Cheer up, Chris. I'll be off the barge before she gets here.
I don't know what to say, Marty.
You'll be rid of me for good and me of you. Good riddance for both of us.
I don't think that. You was a good girl,
good
Marty.
Good girl? Ah, you treated me square yourself. 50-50. Nobody's tired, nobody. Still good friends, huh?
Yes, by golly, good friends. You sit still. I go ask Johnny if Anna's been here.
Oh, Johnny, bring me another drink.
Sure, I got him.
Oh. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Like to sit down here, miss? My escort's gone and left me.
Thanks.
Johnny? Make it true.
All right. Oh, it's quite chilly out tonight.
Fog's coming up the Hudson.
Oh, hey. You look all in. Still tired from traveling. Only arrived in New York 2 days ago. Oh, I thought I'd never get here. Day and a half on the train. I had to sit up all night in a dirty coat.
Where'd you come from?
St. Paul, out in Minnesota.
St. Paul? Say, then you're
all the way from Minnesota.
Sure.
The nurse is still jumpy after that rotten trip. This looks terrible. I've only been out of the hospital 2 weeks.
That's too bad.
No, it was nice there. I was sorry to leave it. I've come to New York to find my father. Funny, I don't even know what he looks like. This place is the only address he ever gave me. He used to be a sailor.
Used to be?
Yeah. Now he's janitor of some building.
Janitor?
I'm hoping maybe since he ain't never done a thing for me my whole life, he might be willing to take me to a room and food until I get my strength back. I ain't expecting much from him. Give you a kick when you're down. That's what all men do.
You sure do.
I hate them, all of them. And I don't expect he'll turn out no better than the rest. Say, do you hang around much here?
Oh, off and on.
Then maybe you know him, my old man, huh?
It ain't old Chris, is it?
Old Chris?
Chris Thompson?
Well, that's him. Anna Christofferson. That's my real name. Only I always call myself Anna Christie. You know him, do you, my father, huh?
I've seen him about.
But what's he like? Tell me.
Well, he's kind of short and
I don't care what he looks like. What kind is he?
He's as good an old guy as ever walked on 2 feet. That's what he is.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You think he'll take me to a place to live and some food?
Sure thing you know. Where'd you get the idea he was a janitor?
He wrote me himself.
Well, he was lying. He's what? Captain of a coal barge. 5 men under him.
A coal barge? Well, if that ain't a swell job to find your long-lost father working at. I knew something would be bound to turn out wrong. Always starts with me. I suppose he lives on this barge.
Huh? Yeah, but you ain't never even seen a coal.
No,
barge.
I haven't.
That's what Conte is bringing you up inland, where you'd be safe.
He's bringing me up? Is that what he tells people? He let my relatives keep me on the farm and work me like a dog. But I couldn't stand it any longer. I ran away, went to St. Paul.
Well, Chris told me you was a nurse girl out there.
Yeah, sure. For 2 years, being a nurse girl was finished. Taking care of other people's kids, caged in when you're only a kid yourself and you want to go out and see things.
Too bad.
But it's men I hate. It was men on the farm ordering me around, beating me. Then when I was a nurse, it was men hanging around bothering me. It's men all the time. I hate them.
I don't know. There's good ones and there's no good ones. You just had a run of bad luck, that's all. The old man now, old Chris, he's a good one.
Well, you'll have to show me.
I've known him for a long time, here and there. He's talked to me about you lots of times.
Oh, has he?
He digs the world of you.
I don't believe it.
Honest, he does. Only he's a simple old guy. See, he's got nutty notions. But he means what? That's him now.
What?
Singing.
My father? Here.
That's all, Chris. I'll tell him you're waiting.
No, no, please, just a minute.
You stay here. I'll tell him you're waiting for him.
Hey, Johnny, I better take
things
back to Marty or she.
Chris
Robinson. Huh? I refuse coming, Marcy.
Listen, Chris. I'm going to beat her down to the barge and pack the duds and blow.
What you say, Marcy?
Chris. That's her in there.
Huh?
Your Honor.
Anna?
You treat her right, see? She's been sick in the hospital.
Anna's here?
Now, you be good,
Chris. Anna?
Goodbye, Chris. Oh, see, dog?
Anna. Anna, Lila. Anna, Lila.
What's that? Swedish?
It's beautiful to see you, Anna. After all them years, Anna.
It's good to see you, too. That woman told me it was you. I got here a while ago.
You know, you were awful pretty girl, Anna. I bet all men that see you fall in love with
you. Come down, you talk the same as they all do.
Huh? There ain't no harm for father talking to you, Anna.
No, I guess not.
Well, welcome, Anna. Welcome.
Thank you, Father.
Come now. We go home.
Yeah. We go home.
Out to the end of the pier.
Funny to see you not remember nothing, Father. Your life is strange.
Yeah, I suppose. I never come home only a few times when you was a kid in Sweden.
Why didn't you never come home then, Dave? Why didn't you never come out west to see me?
Well, I think after your mother died when I was away on voyage, it's better you don't never see me. I want to come home end of every voyage, but I don't go. That's the way with most sailor fella on that old devil sea out there. She makes them crazy fools with her dirty tricks.
You think the sea's to blame, huh? Well, you're still working on it, in spite of all you used to write to me about how you hated it, huh? That dame in the barge, he told me you were captain of a coal barge. You wrote me you were janitor of a building.
Well, I've worked on land long time as janitor. You short time ago I get this job. Ain't real sailor job. This ain't real boat on sea.
No, what the?
No, she's used to old tub, like a piece of land with a house on it that floats. Job on her ain't sea job. No, I don't get job on sea on. I die first. I swear that when your mother dies. I keep my word by you.
I can't see no difference. I'm so tired.
Well, be rest here a minute.
I'm just out of the hospital 2 weeks ago.
So you said in your letter. You better now, Anna.
I need a long rest, and I don't see much chance of getting it.
What do you mean?
Well,
I go place, Anna. Nice, nice place I got. You rest all you want by me. You don't never have to be a nurse girl anymore. You stay with me, by golly.
You're really glad to see me? Anna?
Sure. Don't you talk no more about getting up. You stay with me. I don't see you for a long time. You don't forget that. I'm getting old. I got no one in the world but you.
It sounds good to hear you talk that way. Say, listen. If you're so lonely, why ain't you ever married again?
Well, I love your mother too much for ever do that, Anna.
I don't remember nothing about her. What was she like?
Well, I tell you all about everything, and you tell me about things happened to you, but not now here. We go to the end of the pier and get on board, huh?
On board your barge? Do you think that's a good place for a young girl like me, a coal barge?
You don't know how nice it is on barge, Anna. Tugboat come and we get towed out on voyage. Just water all around and sun and fresh air and good grub make you a strong, healthy girl. You see many things you never see before.
What kind of things?
Well, you see moonlight at night, maybe. See steamers pass, see schooner make sail, everything that's pretty. You need take rest like that. You work too hard for young girl already. You need vacation, yes?
Sounds good to hear you tell it. I'd sure like a trip on the water, all right.
Well, there she is, my barge at the end of the pier. Tomorrow we start for Provincetown. And you have nice room with flower pots in all the windows.
All right. All right.
Come, we go aboard.
Yes.
Anna?
Here I am. What do you want?
It's late at the four bells. Ain't good for you to stay out here in fog,
no, why not? Here, I love this fog. I feel as if I was out of things altogether.
Fog is worse one of her dirty tricks.
Leaving about the sea again, huh? I'm getting to love it, what I was seeing.
That's foolish talk, Anna. You see her more, you don't talk that way.
Maybe.
But I'm glad you like it on barge. I'm glad you feel good here. You like live like this alone with old father?
Sure, I do. Everything's been so different from anything I ever knew before. I wouldn't have missed it for nothing. I never thought living on ships was so different from land.
Well, fog lifts in morning, I think.
I love it. I don't care if it never lifts. Makes me feel clean.
You better go in cabin and read book. That puts you to sleep.
Oh, I don't want to sleep. I want to stay out here and think about things.
You act funny tonight, Anna.
Yes, I do feel sort of strange tonight. Strange and old.
Old?
Like I've been living a long, long time out here in the fog. It's like I'd come home after a long visit away someplace. It all seems like I've been here before, lots of times, on boats, in this same fog.
No, well, anybody feel funny that way in fog.
I feel so, like I'd found something I'd missed and been looking for. I seem to have forgot everything that's happened before, like it didn't matter no more. And I feel happy for once, happier than I've ever been anywhere before.
I think I'm an old fool for bringing you on voyage.
Oh! What was that?
It's only some fellow loses his course in the fog. Must be fisherman. His engine breakdown, I guess.
Ahoy!
Sounds from this side. She come in from open sea.
Ahoy there! What's the trouble?
Leave a rope when they come alongside. The four of us lost our ship.
I hear them rowing. They come from the bow, I think. This way!
Right yard!
Anna, you come help. You find whiskey and cap.
Sure, I help. I make pot of coffee right away. Another cup of coffee?
No. No, thank you kindly.
You feel better now?
I do. No, as I was saying, we've been 5 days in an open boat, the other three and myself. When I come aboard this tub and I saw you standing at the rail, I thought you were some mermaid out of the sea come to torment me. Ah, but you're real flesh and blood.
Let go my arm.
Is this a barge I'm on, isn't it?
Sure.
And what's a fine, handsome girl like you doing on this scow?
Never you mind, sir. You're a great one, starting right in kidding after what you've been through.
Ah, it's nothing. It's easy for a real man with guts to him, the like of me. Start on a day's work, darling. Oh, I won't be denying it was a narrow squeak. And only for me and the great strength and guts that's in me, we'd be scoffed at by the fishes this minute.
You hate yourself, don't you?
I've been thinking ever since the first look my eyes took at you, that it's a fool you are to be wasting yourself, a fine, handsome girl, on a stealthy runt of an old fellow like the captain out on deck. There's too many strapping great lads on the sea that give their heart's blood for one kiss from you.
Lads like you, hmm?
You took the words right out of me, mouth. Yeah, I'm the right man for you. Even if it's myself, do be saying it. Come on, Nummy Daisy. It's one of your kisses I'm needing to take the tiredness from me bones. One kiss.
Let go on.
Only one.
Don't go getting any wrong notions. I'm on this barge because I'm making a trip with my father. The captain is my father. See, now you know.
Oh, the old Swede?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, and I might have known it. Where else did you get that fine yellow hair that's like a golden crown on your sweet head?
Nothing stops
you. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm a hard, rough man, and I'm not fit, I'm thinking, to be kissing the shoe soles of a fine, decent girl like you yourself. Let's be friends from here out. I'm thinking I'd rather be friends with you than have my wish for anything else in the world.
We can be friends if you wish.
God bless you.
But nothing more than friends. You understand? Nothing more.
Of Anna Christie, starring Ingrid Bergman. Now, a short intermission and a brief message from Frank Martin.
You've often heard people refer to the feel of a car, meaning the way it handles and drives, the way it responds to the driver, the way it feels to the man at the wheel and the passengers. It really is the most important thing about a car because it determines whether you enjoy driving or not, whether your car is a pleasure or just a means of transportation. That's why you should try the feel of the 1949 Ford. Because that new Ford feel is something special. It's the feel of a car that responds instantly to your every wish, to your lightest touch. The 49 Ford starts at the touch of a button, turns at a touch of the wheel, surges ahead at the touch of the accelerator, and stops at the touch of the brake. The days of fighting the wheel, worrying about passing and stopping, and over fatigue at the end of a trip are gone. The new Ford feel means that your 49 Ford feels as though it were a part of you, and you drive as effortlessly as you walk. The Ford feel also means that your passengers feel the comfort of those sofa-wide seats, the midship cradling between the wheels, and the remarkably soft cushions of steel which the new Ford springs put between them and the bump. You should try the new Ford feel. You'll learn what a 1949 automobile should be. Someone you know is the proud owner of a new Ford. Ask him to let you drive it. Or see your Ford dealer. He'll be glad to let you take the wheel. Arrange to drive a 1949 Ford soon. Drive a Ford and feel the difference.
And now we resume tonight's Ford Theater production of Anna Christie, starring Ingrid Bergman and Broderick Crawford, with John Quaylen and Anne Revere.
And take a walk through the town.
I hate Provincetown. Give me Boston any day.
Drink up.
Now, as I was saying, it's only on the sea you find men with guts to fit to wed with fine, high-tempered girls the like of yourself.
You don't kid me, then. I thought you were going to tell me about yourself. You're Irish, of course, I can tell that.
Well, I am that. Though I've not seen a sight of the old country in 15 years.
Sailors never do go home, do they? That's what my father said.
Well, he's telling no lie. It's a hard and lonesome life the sea is. The only women you'd meet in the parts of the world would be willing to speak you a kind word. It isn't a woman at all. You know the kind I mean. They're a poor, wicked lot looking only to steal the money from you.
I think I better get back to the bar.
No, don't go. Is it I've given you sense with the talk of the like of them? Well, don't heed it. I'm clumsy in my wits when it comes to talking proper with a girl the likes of you. So why wouldn't I be? Since the day I left home, this is the first time I've had a word with a real decent woman. Now, don't turn your back on me now when we're beginning to be friends.
I'm not sore.
Oh, God bless you.
Tell me, if you honestly think the sea is such a rotten life, why don't you get out of it?
Work on land, is it? I wasn't made for that.
I thought you'd say that.
Oh, there's good jobs and bad jobs at sea. I'm thinking if it's in the so-called of the proper liner I was, I'd be able to have a little house and be home to it 1 week out of four. And I'm thinking that maybe then I'd have the luck to find a fine, decent girl, like yourself now, would be willing to wed with me.
Why, sure.
You think a girl, like yourself, might not mind the past at all, but only be seeing the good herself put in me?
Why not?
Oh, she'd not be sorry for it, I take my oath. There's no more roving about I'd be doing then, but giving my say into her hand and staying home with her. Just as meek as a lamb each night of the week I'd be in port.
All you've got to do is to find the girl.
I have found her.
You have?
Yes, she'll be having me. With you, Annie.
Are you crazy? Proposing to me?
Proposing?
On such short acquaintance?
Look, I'm telling you now, listen. There's the will of God that brought me safe through the fog to the one spot in the world where you was. Think of that now.
Yes, I'll think about it.
Hey,
Mr.
Come on, get away from here, the two of you.
No harm meant, Mr. Burke. I'm even touching one.
Well, come, Mr. Burke. I think I'd better get back to the bar.
Oh, wait. I hadn't finished all I wanted to say.
Not tonight.
But, Anna, listen to me.
Some other time.
Anna, before you go in, can I see you tomorrow night?
Maybe.
Anna, you get in cabin, you hear?
Well, who do you think you're talking to, a slave?
But you need to get to bed, Anna. You get sleep. Oh, what you doing here, you sailor fella? You get off my ship.
Are you giving me orders, me butto?
I am.
Look out, then. With one hand, I can break you in two and swing the pieces over the side.
No, Matt.
Oh, I was forgetting. Now, you're an old man. I'd not raise a fist to you for the world.
Good night, Matt Burke.
Good night, Anna. Ah, a sweet name, and it's suited to you.
Oh, please, don't talk like that.
I will indeed. I'll be roaring it out like a foghorn over the sea. You're the girl of the world, and we'll be marrying soon, and I don't care who knows it.
No, you get off my ship. You'll not be marrying Anna, not while I'm living. No, by Jiminy, you don't. I take Anna away from Provincetown. I take her away tomorrow morning. You won't never find her.
Josephine, come board the ship, long time away.
I'm glad someone's feeling good. Oh, I sure wish we was out of this dump.
Well, I'm glad we sail again, too. I don't see why you don't like Boston, though. You have good time here, I think. You go ashore all the time, every day and night, go to movies, see show, have all kinds of fun.
Well, do you want me to sit all day and night in this cabin with you, isn't it? And I've got a right to have as good a time as I can.
It ain't right kind of fun.
I've been back on board every night by 11, ain't I? Hey, listen here. What do you mean by what you said just now?
Nothing but what I
you
say.
You said I'm... ain't right kind of fun, and you said it's strange. You ain't trying to insinuate that I'm doing something wrong?
No, Anna, no, I swear I didn't think
well,
that.
Well, don't you never think it neither if you wanted to stay here. I'd get off this barge so quick.
I wouldn't never dream such a thing.
I'll tell you where I've been all the time. I've been with Matt Burke.
Matt Burke?
Yes. He's here in Boston. I've been with him every chance I got.
That sailor fella.
He ain't a sailor, he's a stoker.
That was a million times worse. Them fellas that work below shoveling coal was the dirtiest rough gang of noble fellas in the world.
I'd hate to hear you say that to Matt.
I tell him same thing. You don't get it in your head, I'm scared of him. Just because he's stronger than I am. You don't have to fight with fists with them fellas. There are other ways to fix him.
I wouldn't start no trouble with Matt if I was you. He might forget sometime that you was old and my father, and then you would be out of luck.
Well, you let him. I'm overboard, maybe, but I bet I show him tricks or two.
Don't you want no one to be nice to me except yourself?
Hmm? Yes, I do, Anna. Only not fella on sea. But I like for you marry steady fella got land job. You have a little home in country.
Oh, little home. I wish you could have seen a little home in the country where you had me stayed until I was 16. Someday you're going to get me so mad with that talk. I'm going to turn loose on you, tell you a lot of things that'll open your eyes.
I don't want
to. I know you don't, but you keep on talking just the same.
I don't talk no more.
Then promise you'll cut out saying rotten things about Matt Burke every chance you get.
You like that fellow very much?
Yes, I certainly do. He's a regular man, no matter what fault he's got. One of his fingers is worth all the hundreds of men I met back there in land.
Maybe you think you love him?
What of it if I do?
Maybe you think you marry him?
No. I'll not marry him. If I'd met him 4 years ago, or even 2 years ago, I would have jumped at the chance, I can tell you that straight. And I would now, only such a simple guy. A big kid, and I ain't got the heart fool. So don't never say again, he ain't good enough for me. It's me that ain't good enough for him.
Who's there?
It's me, Bert.
For some fellas.
Meaning me, do you? Where's your stuff?
Oh, she go for a walk on the dock.
I'll be going down to her then. Oh, first I'm thinking I'll take this chance when we're alone to have a word with you.
Yeah.
And that word is soon set. I'm marrying your Anna before the week is out, and you might as well make up your mind to it.
That's easy for to say.
Well, you mean I won't? Is it the like of yourself who'll stop me, are you thinking?
Yes, I stop you if it comes to worse, but there's no need to do that. I'm not sure.
Is it Anna you think will prevent me?
Yes, I do.
I'm telling you, she'll not. She knows I'm loving her, and she loves me the same, and I know it.
She only have fun. She make a big fool of you.
That's a lie on your throat.
No, it ain't lie. She tell me just before she go out. She never marry a fellow like you.
That's a great old liar you are. Look, it's not trouble I'm looking for now. Let's be talking this out as man to man. You're a father, and wouldn't it be a shame for us to beat each other's throats like a pair of dogs and me married with Anna? Come on now. Out with the truth, man. What is it you're holding against me?
I don't want for Anna get married. Listen, you fella, I'm an old man. I don't see Anna for 15 years. She was all I got in the world. And now when she come on first visit, you think I want her to go away again?
It's clear that you'd be the one to be making trouble about her leaving when you never laid eyes on her yourself in all of these years.
Well, I thought about better Anna stay away, grow up inland, away from the sea.
Oh, it's blaming the sea for your troubles, yeah. Anna knows the sea now. It's in her blood anyway.
I don't want she ever know any no good fella on the sea.
She knows one now.
That's your sick. That's just what you are, no good sailor fella. I swear, she don't marry you if I gotta kill you for it.
Anna and me'll be married this week, and no old fool the like of you will stop us when I've made up my mind.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Now, old men getting childish shouldn't play with knives. I've half a mind to hit you a great clavel and knock some sense into your head.
I kill you.
Keep away from me now,
I'm
warning you.
I knew you already. What's up? You ain't been fighting with him, that after you promised.
Oh, no. Let you not be worried at all. It was only a bit of an argument we was having to pass the
what
time.
What was this
come.
Argument about, huh?
No. He was talking about ships and fellas on sea.
He's not telling you the whole of it. We was arguing about you, mostly.
About me?
And we'll be finishing it out right here and now in your presence.
Sure. Tell him what it's all about.
The whole of it's in a few words only. So he'd make no mistake of him hating the sight of me. I told him in his teeth I loved you.
He tells the same thing to a girl in every port.
I'm telling you the truth, Anna, and well you know it.
I know it's true, Matt. I don't mind what he says.
Oh, God bless you.
Come, Matt. Let us walk on a chair where we can talk along.
We can plan our wedding day.
We plan everything.
No, you don't. You don't marry her. I don't let you.
Look at all the stars. A lot of stars.
You should see him in the South Pacific.
Maybe I do. Oh, I've been thinking and thinking. I didn't want to, Matt, but I guess I can't help it. So I guess I do. Sure I do. What's the use of kidding myself? Sure I love you, Matt.
Oh, God.
And I ain't never loved a man in my life before. You can always believe that.
Sure, and I believe every word you ever said or ever will say. And it's you and me who'll be having a grand and beautiful life together to the end of our days. Come here to me now.
Goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye, is it? I'll be coming back at you in a second for more of the same. Now, what's the wedding day to be?
I didn't say I'd marry you, Matt.
Oh, well, you're waiting till you be asked, you mean. Well, I'm asking you now. We'll be married this week with the help of God.
No, didn't you hear what I said, Matt? After I kissed you, I said goodbye. The kiss before goodbye, Matt.
What do you mean?
I can't marry you, Matt. We said goodbye, that's all.
Anna, is it making game of me at least? It's a queer time to joke.
I'm not joking, Matt. I mean what I said.
No, you don't. You can't. Oh, as mad you are.
No, I'm not.
What's come over you so sudden? You were saying you love me.
I'll say that as often as you want. It's true.
You can't make head nor tail to it at all.
Because this is the best way I can think of it. I've been thinking it over day and night all week. Oh, don't think it ain't hard on me, too.
Tell me, then. Tell me. What is it that's preventing your wedding me when the two of us has love? Is it giving heed to the like of that old fool, your father and him hating me and filling your ears full of lies against me?
You don't think anything he'd say.
Well, what else could it be?
I can't tell you. And I won't. I got a good reason. That's all you need to know. I can't marry you, and that's all. I'll do it. Let's talk of something else.
No, I'll not. Is it married to someone else you are in the West, maybe?
I should say no.
Well, there's the devil with all the other reasons. They don't matter to me at all. You know, I'm thinking you're like one of them women that can't make up their mind till they're drove to it. Well, then I'll make up your mind for you, and quick.
Where do you get that stuff?
We'll be seeing who'll win in the end, me or you. Now, you'll do what I say. Your father had his hold on you long enough. It's my turn now.
Your turn? What am I, anybody?
Oh, that is not what you are. It is what you're going to be this day. And that's what it's to me before night. Now, you're taking my orders from here on.
You'll order that, Dad. You and my father ordering me around. You're just like all the rest of them, you two. You think I was a piece of furniture?
Anna, listen.
Well, now listen to me, Maxwell. I'm going to tell you something, and then I'm going to leave. Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but you forced me into it. Only don't forget what you said a minute ago about it not mattering to you what other reason I got so long as I wasn't married.
That's my word, and I'll stick to it.
Yeah, what a chance. You make me laugh, honest. Well, I bet you will. You know, you and my father, you've been going on as if one of you had got to own me. But nobody owns me, except myself. I'll do what I please, and no man I don't see the who to is can tell me what to do. I'm my own boss, and I can always make a living for myself, one way or another.
Now, I wasn't meaning it that way at all, and well, you know it. You've no call to be raising all this tempest with me. This is your old man, you know.
Yes, I've been wanting to turn loose on him every time he's given me orders. Every time he's talked about keeping me inland on the farm. He kept me there because he didn't want to get bothered. He's like all the other men. So are you, like all the rest.
Queer talk, that, for a decent girl that likes
you. Decent? Who told you I was? All the nice inland tenants were just looking for a chance to marry me, I suppose. Oh, marry me, what a chance they wasn't looking for marrying.
What are you saying?
I'm owing up to everything, fair and square. I was caged in. Like in jail, taking care of other people's kids. Listening to them bawling and crying day and night when I wanted to be out. I was lonesome. But I gave up finally. What was the use? But they wasn't looking for marrying. You don't say nothing, but I know what you're thinking. You're like all the rest of them. I hate you, all of you.
It's a lie, what you're saying. It's a lie.
It's the truth.
Oh. So that's what you...
To remember your promise, Matt. No other reason was to count with you so long as I wasn't married already. I suppose you want to marry me now. Yes, you do.
I don't know what to say.
If I told you that living on the barge and being on the sea had changed me and made me feel as if all I'd been through wasn't me and didn't count and was like it never happened, you'd laugh, wouldn't you? And you'd die laughing, sure, if I said that meeting you that funny way that night in the fog and afterwards seeing that you were stuck on me, I sized you up as a different kind of man. A sea man. As different from the ones on land as water is from mud. And that was why I got stuck on you two. I wanted to marry you and fool you, but I couldn't. Oh, I couldn't marry you with you believing a lie. And I was ashamed to tell you the truth. You were forced. And I've seen that you were the same as all the rest. Now, give me a falling out and beat it like I didn't tell you were going to. Will you believe it if I tell you that loving you has changed me, Matt Burke?
Was there ever a man the like of me that was made the fool of the world? Me thinking thoughts about you and having great love for you and dreaming dreams of the fine life we'd have when we'd be married.
Matt.
I'm destroyed entirely. My heart is broken in bits.
No, Matt. No.
I'll be gone. And I'll be drinking flues of whiskey that'll wash that black kiss of yours off my lips. I'll be getting dead drunk so I'll not remember if it was ever born you was at all. I'll be shipping away on some boat that'll take me to the other end of the world where I'll never see your face again.
Oh, you've destroyed me this day.
May you lie awake in the long night, tormented with the thoughts of Matt Burke and the great wrong you've done him. Goodbye, Anna Christie.
No! No!
Starring Ingrid Bergman and Broderick Crawford. And now, some notes of topical interest from our friend, Frank Martin.
By now, most of the 145 million people in this country have seen the 1949 Ford. You've seen it many times. And noticed its sleek, modern lines and handsome, roomy interior. You know how good it looks. But if you haven't driven this latest and finest of a distinguished line of cars, if you haven't felt the way it handles in traffic and floats over the road, you don't know how good the 49 Ford really is. When you do drive a new Ford, you'll feel the difference. You'll feel the luxurious comfort of those sofa-wide seats cradled between the wheels and cushioned by super springs. And you'll feel the safety that comes from the heavy-gauge steel body, the more rigid frame and king-size brakes. But most of all, you'll feel the new Ford respond to you when you drive. Here is a car that responds instantly to your wish and your touch. Touch a button, it starts. Touch the wheel, it maneuvers. Touch the accelerator, it surges ahead. Touch the brake, and it stops. The new Ford's ease of handling will be a revelation. There's no fighting the wind, no worrying about passing or stopping, no exhaustion at the end of a trip when you're driving a new Ford. Instead, you'll feel the pleasure of driving a car that responds as if it were a part of you, a car you drive as effortlessly as you walk. That's what the new Ford feel is, the feel of a car that responds instantly to every wish. Try it soon. Drive a 49 Ford and feel the difference. The Ford Theater will be resumed after a brief pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KNX Los Angeles.
Fletcher Markle again, and here's Ingrid Bergman as Anna, with Broderick Crawford as Matt Burke, Anne Revere as Marty Owen, and John Quaylen as Chris, in Act 3 of Eugene O'Neill's Anna Christie.
That one coming in.
Never seen her around here before.
Looks like she just got here. Bag in hand.
What'll it be, miss?
Nothing, gents. I wondered if you could tell me where I might find Matt Burke.
Matt Burke? He was in here 2 days ago. Ain't seen him since.
Thank you very much.
Want to leave a message for him?
No, I'll keep looking for him.
Well, huh? Ain't you Chris Christopherson's daughter?
Here I am.
You remember me? Marty Owen?
Of course, yes. The first night I was in New York.
Yeah. How's your father, the old sea dog?
It's well, thank you.
Give him my kindest regards.
I will.
Well, I'm housekeeping on a fine folk. Bigger than any he ever had.
I'll tell him.
Am I telling him, too, that I think of him? He was a good one, your father. A real good one. You going somewhere else with that bag?
I thought of leaving Boston, but I'm too tired. I guess I'll go back to the barge.
Well, nice seeing you, Miss Christopherson.
Chris is the name. Anna Christie.
Oh, Anna.
I come back.
You took your bag, Anna. You were going?
I went ashore to get a train for New York. Then I changed my mind and decided not to go today. I'll go first thing tomorrow. But it'll all be the same in the end.
No. You gentlemen don't never do that, Anna. You never go.
Well, why not? I'd like to know.
Because he will come back, that Irish fellow.
No, he won't. Not him. I told him. I told him what I told you. If he ever comes back, it'll only be because he wants to beat me up or kill me. But even if he did, I'd rather have him come than not come at all. I wouldn't care what he did.
I guess you was in love with him, all right.
To me, you've changed your tune a lot.
I've been thinking, and I guess it was all my fault. All bad things that happened to you. I'm a crazy old fool, that's all. I'm sorry for every thing I do wrong for you, Anna. I want for you to be happy all the rest of your life. If it makes you happy, marry that Irish fellow. I want that, too.
Not much chance of that.
You think maybe you forgive me sometime.
I'll forgive you right now.
Anna Lil. Anna Lil.
There's nothing to forgive anyway.
No, I get... you get unpacked and you make yourself comfortable. I got things all fixed up good. You have place now all by yourself.
What do you mean?
I'm shipping away on the sea again.
You're what?
I sign on steamer, sail tomorrow. I got my old Yarbus bosun. I think that's the best thing for you.
So that's how you fix things, is it?
I think it's that old devil. See, if he gets me back, maybe then she'll leave you
alone.
Well,
don't you see you're doing the same thing you've always done? You're running away, don't you see? Oh, what's the use of talking? I'll never blame you for nothing no more.
Them fellas in steamship's office, they pay all my money to you every month while I'm away. It ain't much, I know, but it's plenty to keep you so you never have to work.
Please, we'll talk about it later.
I kiss you, Anna Lilla.
If you want.
Anna Lilla.
What's this you got in your pocket? A ton of lead?
It's a gun.
A gun? What are you doing with that?
I forgot. It ain't loaded anyway.
Well, that's not telling me why you got it.
I'm an old fool. I got it when I went to shore look for that Irish fella.
Well, I never thought you'd go that far now.
I don't. I get better sense right away. I don't never even buy bullets.
Well, I'll take care of it for a while. Loaded or not, I'll put it in my room.
Throw it overboard if you want. I don't care.
I'm going to bed.
Anna, we talk before I ship out, yeah?
Sure. Where's your ship sailing to?
Cape Town. She's a British steamer called Londonderry. Anna, you forgive me, sure.
Sure. I forgive you. You ain't to blame. You're just what you are. Like me.
Good night, Anna.
Good night. Is that you, Matt Burke?
Anna.
What are you doing here in my room?
Let me strike a match so I can see. Is that a gun you have in your hand?
You've got a nerve coming here. What do you want?
I was wanting to have a last word with you.
Careful now. Don't try getting too close.
Oh, is it murdering me you'd be doing? Or is it thinking I'd be frightened by that old tin whistle?
Look out, I tell you.
All right, let you shoot, then. Let you shoot, I'm saying, and be done with it. Let you end me with a shot, and I'll be thanking you for it. A rat and dog's life I've lived these past 2 days till I'm after wishing I was never born at all.
The gun has no bullets.
Anna.
There's blood on your face. You've been fighting?
Yeah, well, every scudder take off his coat to me. Anna. Anna, tell me it's a lie. That's what I'm after coming to hear you say.
A lie? What?
All the things you told me 2 days ago. Oh, sure, they must be lies. You was only making game of me, wasn't you? Tell me there was lies, and I'll be saying prayers of thanks on my two knees.
I can't, Matt. I can't. But don't you see that no matter what I was in the past, I ain't that anymore. I packed my bag this afternoon when you didn't come back after 2 days. I went to the radio station. I was going to New York. I was going back.
No,
I've given up hope. Yes, but there, in the station, I couldn't go. I'd even bought my tickets and everything. But I got to thinking about you, and I couldn't take the train. I couldn't. I went looking for you, but I couldn't find you. So I came back here to wait some more. Oh, Matt, don't you see I've changed? Can't you forgive what's dead and gone and forget it?
Forget it? I'll not forget till my dying day.
You'd better go.
And what will you be doing?
What difference does it make to you?
I'm asking you and I want an answer.
My bag is still packed. I got my ticket. I'll go back to New York tomorrow.
No, you'll not. Now, don't torment me with such
talk. Matt, leave me alone. Go away. Don't you see I'm licked? Why do you want to keep on kicking?
I'll not be seeing you again. I signed on a ship today, and she's sailing tomorrow.
Oh. Where's she sailing to?
Cape Town.
Where's that? Far away?
It's at the end of Africa. That's far for you.
What's the boat's name?
The Londonderry.
What? It's the same.
Same as what?
You'll find out soon enough. What kind of place is this Cape Town? Plenty of women there, I suppose.
May I never see another woman to my dying hour. Goodbye, Anna Christie. Good riddance.
Matt, come back. Come back. Matt! Where are you, Matt?
I'm here.
You didn't go, Matt. Oh. No, you didn't go.
Oh, I'm a fool. A poor lovesick fool.
I was never in love with any man but you. I hated them, all of them. You were the first I ever loved.
Anna.
It's true, Matt.
If I was believing that you'd never have love for any other man in the world but me, I could be forgetting the rest, maybe.
Matt, you must believe me.
If it's the truth you've been telling, I'd have a right maybe to believe you'd changed.
I have.
But I changed you myself till the way you'd been in the past wouldn't be you anymore at all.
Oh, Matt, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
I have a power and strength in me to lead men the way I want, and women too, maybe. And I'm thinking I changed you to a new woman entirely.
You couldn't have. I know you could.
I'm thinking it wasn't your fault, but having that old ape for a father that let you grow up alone, left you lonely and lost. If I could be believing it's only me you love.
You've got to believe in that. What can I do? I'll do anything you want to prove that I'm not lying.
Would you be willing to swear an oath swear to me I'm the only man in the world you ever felt love for.
I swear.
And that you'll be forgetting from this day all the past and never think of it again.
I do swear. Every word of it, I swear.
I'm after believing you now.
Oh.
I couldn't stay away from you, Anna Christie. I was loving you, wanting to be with you.
Oh.
I'd go mad if I'd not come back to you. I'd be killing the world. Come here to me now.
Oh, Matt, my darling.
I'm needing you, Anna. Need you bad.
Oh.
We'll be married in the morning. We'll be happy now, the two of us.
Yes, we'll be happy, the two of us.
What's this? No, Matt, he come back.
Yes, he's back.
And this time I won't go away until Adam and me are married.
Oh, oh, we have a drink on this, by golly.
It's about time for you and Matt to make up. You're going to be shipmates on the Londonderry, you know.
Has himself gone?
Yes. I was coursing on a long time ago. Now I sang on again.
Well, did you know? You'd be going back to the sea and leaving Anna alone.
Oh, that's all right, Matt. That's where he belongs. At sea. I want him to go.
But Anna, you...
And you got to go, too. We'll need the money. But for me being alone, that runs in the family, I guess. I'll get used to it. I'll get a little house somewhere, and I'll make a regular place for you two to come back to. You wait and see.
Oh, you'll not be lonesome long. I'll see to that. It's himself here will be having a grandchild to ride on his foot.
I drink on this, by golly. That's funny. It's very funny. Matt and me shipping out on same boat. I don't know. It's that funny way old devil she do her worst dirty tricks.
I'm fearing maybe you have the right of it for once.
Matt! You ain't a dream, Martin.
I am, Matt.
Now, maybe this is a good thing. You and me, Matt Burke, we go to sea. And sea leave Anna alone. No more bad things for Anna. Only good.
And that's the way it'll be.
I'll go inside and open some beer. We'll drink a toast to the sea. Come, Matt Burke.
I will decide where to be married in the morning. Come along, Chris.
I come. Fog, fog, fog. All the time. You can't see where you was going, no. Only that old devil to see. She knows. She knows.
Just heard Ingrid Bergman and Broderick Crawford in Anna Christie by Eugene O'Neill. Tonight's version for listening was prepared by Vincent McConner, and the original musical score was composed and conducted by Cy Fuhrer. The Ford Theater, a full hour of dramatic entertainment, is brought to you every Friday by the Ford Motor Company, builder of Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury cars, Ford trucks, and farm tractors. Now again, Fletcher Markle.
May a director identify the principals in our cast tonight. In the foreground...
Anna Christie.
Was played, of course, by Miss Bergman.
Matt Burke.
Was played by Mr. Crawford.
Marion.
Was Anne Revere.
Chris Christopherson.
Was John Quaylen. Actively assisting were Robert Dryden, Mercedes McCambridge, Byron Kane, Miriam Wolfe, Bill Gould, and Gus Bays. And now, before I tell you about next week, here's a word from Frank Martin.
Remember, the way it feels to the man at the wheel and the passengers is the most important thing about a car. Because it determines whether you enjoy driving or not, whether your car is a pleasure or just a means of transportation. That's why you should try the feel of the 1949 Ford. Because that new Ford feel is something special. It's the feel of a car that responds instantly to your every wish, your lightest touch. There is no fighting the wheel, worrying about passing and stopping, and over fatigue at the end of a trip. The new Ford feel means that your 49 Ford feels as though it were a part of you, and you drive as effortlessly as you walk. Drive a 49 Ford and feel the difference.
Now to next week. Next week on the Ford Theater, we bring you a most unusual melodrama. The story of a man who lives an average, quiet, ordinary life until one night he meets violence. What would you do if suddenly you were faced with a murder charge? That is what this man faced when he met the woman in the window. And that's our story. And our stars are Edward G. Robinson, Linda Darnell, and Stephen McNally. We hope you'll be with us. And now until next week, until Linda Darnell and Edward G. Robinson and Stephen McNally, in The Woman in the Window, this is Fletcher Markle with a good night, and thank you from all of us in the Ford Theater.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through iTunes, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.